really upside down already. You know what I mean? So we must understand these are all about life that we are dealing with. Let me just tell you, whatever you set about to do within your life, okay, you must consider a few facts. These are very important facts. Think carefully. How long you think you can live, first of all? How long? 60, 70? All is about, it's about all. Think about your life and think about your present age minus what you expect to live. Then you say, how much time I've got left? Think about that carefully. Okay, for example, let's say you're 30 now. I just give you a hypothetical question. Okay, you expect to live 70. Okay, you're 30. You now only left 40 years. Isn't it? All right. This 40 years, do you know you will be spending nearly 15 years on the bed, sleeping? All right. Okay, take away 15 years. So how much left? 25 years. 25 years, how much do you think you will spend on eating and sleeping and urinating and defecating? Maybe another 5 years. Isn't it? 20 years left. Okay. How much time you think you will spend in the office working? 10 years? Okay, 10 years finished. That's 10 years. Now, what are you going to do with these 10 years? Oh, getting shorter and shorter the time. Then you might really think, well, how should I use my time profitably? Isn't it? We really wasted our time. Why? I can see I went to many, many centers. I have seen many, many people. They spend their time on the internet, wasting so much time. Michael Jackson passed away, and these people frantic looking for his song. Trying to check out, oh, what he has sang. Oh, what a good man he was. And he died now, 51 years old. Oh, what's so important about Michael Jackson? You are more important than him. How are you dealing with yourself? What is your priority in your life? Have you think about this? So this is the thing you have to think about. Okay? Now next I want to tell you, all of us, we have the four wrong view. The four wrong view. What is the four wrong view? This is very important. First, the wrong view is we think about permanence. Everything we think in terms of permanence. We think it's fixed. Our life is fixed. Permanent. Nothing will happen to me. Nothing bad will happen to me. I will always be like this. No, this is not real. We better wake up from this. Anything can happen, people can suddenly just disappear and die. Marriage can suddenly break up. Husband can suddenly become a monk. Boyfriend, girlfriend can just like that, each go separate way. So you must not have the view of permanency there. If you think of permanency, you're wrong. Everything is changing. Nothing is fixed in this world. Everything is changing, comes and go, comes and go. Why? Because everything is all moving. Everything is all changing. So this is the first thing we need to get it right. Second thing, everybody is looking for happiness. We all trying to look for happiness, happiness, happiness. But we fail to understand suffering. Okay, this is the second wrong view. We are always thinking of, I want to look for happiness, I want to look for happiness. And this is what Michael Jackson got himself in. He put himself so many needles on his thigh, everywhere. And he's looking for this temporary happiness. This temporary happiness is not happiness at all. This temporary happiness of half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, after that you wake up, you got a heavy hangover, you got a headache, you got no appetite, you can't sleep, worse.
more suffering.
But they don't understand this. Now you can look at his old song that he wrote, his lyric was so nice, so good. But he does not understand it himself. He sings about peace, care for the children and all that. No, he don't understand that. We have to be honest with ourselves. You know, you have to live your life according to what you are setting about to do. You don't try to bluff and deceive another people, especially with the audience. Big crowds. Okay, anyway, this is the second wrong view about happiness. And then, you treat, you know, suffering, old age and death as though you are blind, you don't see them, you don't hear them. In Asia, especially in Hong Kong, if we monk walk around the street and if people see us, they will turn their head away. They don't want to see us. You know why? They think we represent emptiness. If they see emptiness, then the business will be empty. No more business that day. It will be very bad omen for them. Yeah, they are superstitious. But it's different, entirely different in Thailand. If they see a monk, they will come to their house. Just the opposite. And they will offer them a good seat. If it's in Sri Lanka, they even put a white cloth over it and invite the monk to sit down. And before you enter the house, they will wash your feet. They get a bucket of water and a very soft brush, wash your feet. And then next, in front, they should give you a white towel, wipe your feet gently, like, and so they wipe the baby's skin like that. And when they finish, they invite you to come into the house and sit on the special cushion and cover with white cloth. That's the way they do it. But then, you see, this is different. You know, same in Asia, but entirely different. So that is why you can see how people are so fixed in their wrong view, and they couldn't get out of that. They themselves couldn't get out of that. And the third wrong view is about impurity. We always think it's clean and pure. Not really. We got wrong view about it again. What is most impure? Our body is the most impure thing in the world. Why don't you just look at those corpses? You don't have to look at dead body, a human body. You only have to look at a small dead lizard. And just after a few days, just go and smell it. The smell will put you off. You won't dare even to get near it again. Why is it like that? Because the body is made up of flesh. Skin, flesh, blood, and many, many other elements in there. And when it's decomposing, it's very bad smell. And our body is of this nature. Every one of us. Regardless whether you are Mr. Universe or Mr. World, Miss World, no difference. President, Queen, no difference. And next, the last one, the wrong view we have is about us, is what? The wrong view about self. We are somebody. I am in this body. This body belongs to me. That's the wrong view. Because of this wrong view, life after life, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, we think we are controlled. And we are followed by our thought, thinking like this, in this set pattern. And we can't get ourselves from that. We can't alter, we can't have a different view about it. And therefore we are always stuck in the suffering, the cycle of the suffering. We couldn't get out from that. So, therefore, Buddhism actually offering to us a fresh view, a different view, a very clear and very distinct and very logical view about life and about yourself. And they offer you some solution about life, how you can live your life, how you can live a life in a rational manner, in a reasonable way, and also live your life in a modest way, and also happily. And this is what Buddhism can offer. Okay. So of course, many other religions, Catholic and Christian, Muslim, Hindu, they all offer their explanation about life. And if you choose to go and follow their teaching, that's your own choice, no problem. We won't condemn you. We will still treat you as brother and sister, and we'll still live together happily. You know, we will not be hurriedly trying to convert you to become a Buddhist. You know, you are allowed to have your own free will, free religion. But we will just explain to you what the Buddhism is offering to us. So it's entirely your free will to want to become a Buddhist or not. Becoming a Buddhist is not really a fixed ritual, you know. Although we go through certain ceremony and ask you to become a Buddhist, but it's only for you know, some kind of simple ceremony in order that you will have cultivate faith in the Buddha. But Buddha is not really in the statue there. You know, Buddha is really in the mind. Buddha is the awakened mind, the mind who understands the truth about human existence. That's Buddha. Buddha is more than that. Buddha actually understands everything about the universe, but Buddha don't give all the explanation. He only gives explanation which is relevant to our practice. Those practice which are not relevant to us, he does not say at all, not even a single word. Okay. Now, coming to this right view, Buddha explained that this. He through his own contemplation and his own meditation, he came about with this Four Noble Truths. This Four Noble Truths is like this. It's about, first, about the suffering, the general suffering that we face. And the suffering can be of both types. Physical one as well as mental one. Physical one that we all go through. Men, women, children, you know, king, queen, all, everyone go through it. Nobody is of any exception. Everybody has that. Why? Because a body is being formed by two elements, father's sperm and the mother's egg. And then there is a third element come along, which is the consciousness of our us. King, and then we conceive in the mother's uterus, and then it becomes a fertilized seed. That's how our life begins. And from then on, the body grows until it forms a fully mature baby, and it's born. And after that, when the body exits from the mother's womb, and the body grows and becomes an independent person, then the person will have his own mind or her mind, then they will think their own way. Which is why even the father cannot even control his son, or the mother can't control her daughter, because it's a different person. They have their own mind. And each and every person thinks their own way. We all come because of our own karma. And we are only using the father and mother as a vehicle so that we have can acquire a body, and then we can come and experience life. And then we have to learn our spiritual path. We have to travel our own spiritual path until we are able to awaken ourselves. So now the Buddha's view is this. We need to cultivate the right view. The so-called me is merely consists of five elements. This is called the five aggregates. First is the form. This is the future form. You know, whether we have it one head or two head, you know, or four arm, it doesn't matter. It's a form. And the form is consists of four elements: earth element, which is a solid element, water element, fire element, and wind elements inside the body. And they can be of different parts. Can be, you know, skin, the flesh, the tendon, the bone, the lung, the heart, intestine, the stomach, etc. It can be of different parts, but each and every of these parts is consists of four elements. So you need to understand this rightly. in the correct way. Then secondly, there are four types. These are the so-called nama in the Theravada tradition. It's called the nama. This is called the rupa. Rupa means a form. Nama means name. What does it mean? It means you're giving it a name. Who is giving it a name? The mind. So this actually belongs to the mind. From the mind. What is the mind? Oh, this is a very complicated one. That is why